Classic Business. Tax.
Well, South African savings and investments instruments and obviously the tax breaks offered as incentives to save are considered adequate, even generous for the man on the street. If you chat to the experts, if you look at your high net worth individuals, though, the monetary tax-free thresholds perhaps aren't as attractive as they could be considered to be a little bit low. The capital gains tax rate for individuals is relatively high and the impact of inflation on savings is seldom considered. But it is a minefield when it comes to planning your investments. So we've invited Fed Group Chief Financial Officer Sheldon Friedrichsen to talk about the brass tacks in this week's tax feature, and that is tax and structuring your investments. Welcome, Sheldon.
Thank you, Michael.
Just how big are the tax considerations when you set out on your investment strategy and journey for the average retail investor?
So they are a great they play a big role in terms of your consideration of what investment products you're looking at investing in. It is a big factor in terms of structuring your products and which products you go into, especially over the lifetime of your investment cycle. As your life changes, your tax also changes, and this is where your investment portfolio also has to be flexible in terms of moving with you through your life.
Now, what are the primary tax structures that one should be considering? There was a lot of media attention on tax-free investments, savings and investments accounts recently. Those are capped at a specific amount annually and they've got a lifetime limit. What are the other main tax-efficient vehicles that are in the market available to investors?
So your starting point is the old interest exemption that all individuals are able to participate in. Under 65, you got 23,800 Rand of tax exemption that you're able to utilize. So this is where interest-bearing investment plays a key role in being tax efficient in your portfolio. They are, as you go through your life, your retirement products are great tax efficient vehicles. You get given 27.5% of your remuneration that you can offset in terms of your investments into retirement products like a retirement annuity or with your company in terms of a group scheme. However, as you are earning more and you're getting into tax thresholds where your marginal tax rate is exceeding 30%, an endowment product is a great product that you can invest into that does enable you to participate in a reduced marginal tax rate, which is capped at 30% as the tax is paid for by the life insurance company.
How exactly do those endowment funds or policies work?
So the life insurance company is the vehicle in which you're investing into, and they offer a product, the endowment product, which you are you have to stay in the endowment product for 5 years to get the full tax benefit. There are some nuances in terms of having a once-off withdrawal from the endowment. However, your most tax-efficient investment is a five-year product. If you keep it in there longer, obviously the tax continues. But the main benefit there is that the tax is paid for through the product by the life insurance company on your behalf. And with that, they pay it at a 30% marginal tax rate. However, it sits in the life company, so then you won't be able to offset your primary or other rebates from that product.
And we've got Section 12J. That's a relatively new addition to the sort of tax-efficient investment structure universe. You can sort of claim your tax deductions up front with that. So there are various options available to the retail investor. There's clearly no one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about how much you earn and what your income thresholds are. But there does seem to be a compelling case to try and make use of as many of these different structures as possible. So an RA with a tax-free savings account and maybe even a 12J and an endowment fund thrown into it.
Exactly that. And that's where, because there's so much out there and each person is different and has their own different tax aspects to their life, you do need to look at the various options and actually plan how you do it. Because as you're earning, well, you're getting older, your earnings often increase into a different marginal tax threshold. But as you retire, you'll find that your tax threshold reduces. And that's where the flexibility and having the puzzle pieces to fit together to benefit you the most is key.
That was Fed Group Chief Financial Officer Sheldon Fredrickson talking about the brass tacks of tax and investing. If you find structuring your investments efficiently a bit of a taxing exercise, we'd certainly love to hear your thoughts. You can tweet us at Classic1027 or send us a WhatsApp on 066 470 1872.